hello.
Cargo Ben,
hello.
How you doing?
Oh, listen to those people out there.
Oh, Guru.
Hey, Cargo Ben.
Hi, are you on the same line?
No, he's in Florida, I'm in Texas.
She's in Texas.
Isn't that funny? You guys came in just exactly the same time.
Yeah, it is funny.
It's wonderful.
Momentous. So what's going on with you guys?
This is the only time I get to talk to Guru Ravi Kar.
Oh, no. That's bad.
Besides for emails.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Ranjit's out there, too.
Oh, good, good. Oh. I have to say, for the recording, these are brothers and sisters. Okay. Satnam, who else is here?
Satnam, this is Harinder from New Jersey.
Hi, Harinder. Welcome. And who else
Thank
is here?
You. I have a friend that I just told him to call. His name is Kamesh.
Oh, good. Good. Well, we'll look forward to having him with
himself.
Us.
So
great.
He would, yeah, thank you.
Good. We'll look forward to having him show up here.
Yes.
And who else is here?
Ranjit.
Ranjit. Oh. Hi, Ranjit.
Hi.
That completes the sibling trio here, huh?
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Ranjit.
Hi,
Guru Ravi. How go, Ben?
And who else is here?
Harai. Kehar.
Oh, hi, Kehar. Welcome.
Hi.
And who else? Did I hear Harai?
Yes.
Oh, welcome. And
Satnam.
Who else? Oh, Satnam. I can hear you.
Hi.
And who else?
Yeah, this is Kamesh from New Jersey.
Oh, welcome, dear.
First time I'm joining. Thank you very much. Hello.
Good. Are you Ganesh?
Yeah, Kamesh from
New Jersey. Oh, Kamesh.
Yeah.
We've been looking forward to having you.
Yeah,
welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yes. And who else? Who else is here?
Guru Atma.
Hi, dear. Welcome. And anybody else?
Haridas from Minnesota.
Hi. Hi, Haridas. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good. It's good to have you. Good to hear you announcing yourself. And who else? Okay. Well, let's get going.
Suzanne Smith.
I beg your pardon?
Suzanne Smith.
Oh, hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Hi, very good, and I hope you're well, too.
And thank you. I am, on this beautiful, bright, clear day. So, okay, so let's just begin to tune in. Relax. Rub the palms together. Bring up a little heat. Now bring them steady together in prayer pose and push against the chest a little bit. 5 pounds pressure. Long deep breath from the belly through the nose. Very slow. Eyes are closed, looking at the brow point, third eye point. Good. Relax again the third eye point. And stay in this meditative mood, and I'm going to tell you that we are now just going to tune in with a mantra that we use in Kundalini Yoga for guidance and protection at the beginning of every class. Tunes us into the golden chain of teachers. And the words are Om Namo Gurudev Namo. We'll chant it 3 times. And inhale. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om And long deep breath. Relaxing into your long deep breath. And now, as you do the long deep breath, on the exhale, feel as though the air, your breath is coming out of your heart center from the middle of your chest. On the exhale. Up with heart breath, then direct it to everybody on the phone now and anybody who will ever listen to this recorded call. This gathering, we become one soul. Please send your beautiful heart breath out to everybody in the world who could use it. And who couldn't? Essential healing breath. Inhale and exhale. Good, and welcome. Okay, so now, for this part of the phone call, I just want to let you know if there's going to be any background noise around you. We can hear it on the telephone. Telephones are very good at picking up sounds. And so if you think you will have that, just press star 6, and that means that we can't hear what's going on. But later on in the phone call, Baba City John always asks for comments. At that time, press star 6 again so that we can hear you, okay? Okay, so here he is. Man, he's always got so much stuff going on. Okay, sir, where shall we begin? He says, tell them what you saw first. Okay, what I saw first was, have you ever seen horses at the starting gate? How they're all just ready to push forward? That's Baba City John. He's ready to push forward all the time. Then I saw him playing. He's, you know, he always kind of plays with us to open us up and get us sort of mobile and unstuck. He says, and that's what I'm going to do with you today. I'm going to play with you. Okay. So the first thing he's doing and playing with us, he's asking us to be very, very silent. Silent. He says, pay attention to yourself. Pay attention to yourself and allow yourself to become silent. Now, he says he's not talking about the kind of silence that cuts you off, you can't hear, you are numb, you feel like there's a curtain between you and the rest of the world. He says, no, that's not the silence I'm talking about. He says that kind of silence can also bring up things like abandonment and non-recognition of self and feeling lost and feeling that one has no worth in the world. He's not talking about that kind of silence. He is talking about the kind of silence in which you relax. He says you relax through all that other that we just talked about. You relax through the numbness. You relax through the hurt. You relax through the heartache, he says. He says, go into such a silence. He says that even if there are trees moving, even if there are birds flying, he says he's putting you in nature with a brook running by. He said even if there's a brook making gurgling noises, he says you are in silence. And that silence is stillness. He says let yourself be enraptured by stillness. He says, this is the heart of you. This is where you live if you do not avoid it. He says, you've been taught for centuries, which means lifetimes, to avoid the stillness. Your contemporary culture avoids stillness. In other words, if stillness comes up, it's a very frightening thing because it means that you are not connected, you are not productive, you are not worthwhile. He says, that's a hoax. That is a hoax. He says, all of that, all of the moving, all of the thinking, all of the chatting, all of the getting and the getting and the giving and the manipulating, he says, that wears you out very quickly, wears you extremely thin. He says, that is the base of the malady of stress. The malady of stress, which is pandemic in your current world. He says, that's because people do not revert to the quality of stillness that is innate within us. People have no value for stillness. People get guilty going into stillness because they believe that it's a wrongdoing. He says people, culturally, people feel that one is lazy, one is hurt, one is not up to par if one goes into stillness. He says, oh, but my darlings, do you know what is in stillness? He says, in stillness, in stillness, he calls it, a ball of recognition of your most compliant and complacent seat of divinity. He says, the most amazing thing about your divinity is you can't find it if you go out. You can't find it if you rack up this many merits. You cannot find it if you torture other people. You cannot find it if you torture yourself. You cannot find it if you are manipulating or being manipulated. He says you cannot find it if you listen to what other people are saying you are great or other people saying you are poopy. He says, you won't find it there. You won't find it there. All you will find in those places is dissatisfaction that you don't have the real goods. He says, now, in stillness, so he's asking you to go to that stillness right now. stillness. He says, speakers can be blaring, people can be rushing, you can be at the middle of the mall, you can be at Grand Central Station, you can even be on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. And at the same time, be in stillness. Stillness. Stillness does not block anything. Stillness opens the panorama for all things to move through it in a very cohesive manner. Cohesive manner, returning to health, returning to organization that leads to absolute expansion, absolute ability. Breathe that stillness now. Please keep your eyes open, he says. Please keep your eyes open so that you gain the habit of being in stillness while yet being in the everyday world. Be very aware of being still, but allowing the life to move through you. He says, even on this day of these election returns, he says, many of you probably don't agree with the election returns. He says, be in stillness about it. Being angry and upset will only add anger and upset to the collective or to the group recognition. Be in stillness. He says, and allow the panorama of operation, of function to flow through you in your very gracious and grateful stillness. Feel the expansion that is you. Be in the stillness. That is, pressures come in, and they dissipate. They are no longer pressures. They are situations that are being solved naturally. They are no longer pressures. They become situations that are being solved naturally. In other words, reorganize on the grander schedule. Allow that to happen. He says, no, just let a pressure come up that's in your life. Recognize the pressure that's in your life. It could be a huge one. It could be a momentary one. Recognize it. And be in your stillness. Be in your stillness. He says, don't try to do anything about it. He says, be in your stillness and let the intelligence of the God self take care of it. You're not worrying about it. You're not trying to figure it out. It's just being held in your stillness. Just as being in nature beside that brook, you are holding a leaf that came off a tree, you are holding it and breathing. Breathing is essential in the stillness. Breathing moves your energy. Breathing moves the energy that flows from the stillness. And that's the reason the long, deep breath is so important. You are not judging. Judging takes you out of the stillness. He says, make a study of this. Make a study of stillness, and you will begin to understand what happens with you, first of all with you, that without stress you don't tie yourself up in knots, so that the progress of humanity, of your daily life, may flow through you in very organized ways that cannot happen if you try to control them. Now he's not saying be an idiot and let anything and everything occur. He's saying to allow all to flow from your stillness. He says, be awakened by your stillness. Let the impulse of how to move gracefully and graciously through the action arise from your stillness. From your stillness, all the information is present. From your stillness arises, from the primal source of creation. See, so many of you think, okay, creation was created that many thousand years ago, and God went away, and we're just left here on this earth. He says the God is you, the God is within you, and the primal creation forms at every, the time is so complete, so perfect, it is at increments of less than nanoseconds. There is infinity within every nanosecond. Understand that. You are not pressed for time. You are not without time. He says you flow in time. Allow the infinity of every nanosecond. It occurs in your stillness. The infinity of creation occurs in every nanosecond. Understand that. Open the doors to relate to that and to allow that to work through you. He says, will you feel guilty if you don't get stressed out in order to be productive? Will you feel guilty about that? Or would you like to trust? Would you like to trust and move into the infinity of every nanosecond and allow that primal energy of creation to move through you in a most graceful, most effective, most gracious way, and follow the direction and the impulse that is given to you to flow with that, to balance on the surfboard, and allow that infinity of energy to move all that is around you. In other words, all the relationships that you find stressful, all of the situations that you find stressful, he says, allow the infinity, allow the creative energy, which is the stuff, which is the primal stuff of creation, allow that to work through you. Allow it to affect others. Allow it to resonate to their stillness. Allow the situations that you often feel that you are a victim of, he says, allow that stillness to unravel the complicatedness of the situations and let it be organized, let it flow, and let it be connected. When you are not in the stillness, you allow all kinds of knots and tangles to occur. You participate in it. But when you allow yourself to be still, not numb, not simply silent, not cut off, but to be fully expansive and connected, fully expansive and connected on every level, starting being sourced in the primal creative level in your stillness, in the infinity of every nanosecond, he says, that is where the flow occurs, that is where the infinite, totally giving, totally loving, when he says loving is not what's on Hallmark cards, it's not the kissy-huggy, it is the full graciousness of kindness, the full awareness of opening up and flowing from an unlimited source. He says, that is love. You can feel it. He says, please feel it now. Open up and let this pure love feel it flowing through you, to you, with you, as you. This is who you are as you live in your stillness. Feel it. Let it open you up. Let it expand you. And let that gorgeous flow move through you. This is being totally alive. This is being alive. He says the other is being cut off and dying at every second. He says this stillness is life at every nanosecond and beyond. Now allow this energy, this love, this presence, let it permeate every bit of your consciousness. And let it permeate every bit of your being. And let it flow. Let it flow. Know that this is who you are. Know that this is what you are seeking. All of you spiritual seekers, this is what you seek. This is it. And the most important thing is that if you try to seek it outside of you, you will not find it. It is you. It is within you. And it flows to all, leaving nothing out. He says, please practice this on a regular basis. He says, train your consciousness to live in this stillness, to live in the eye of the hurricane, to live in this stillness. He says, picture the Buddha meditating on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Imagine the power. Let it flow. Let it flow. Good. And he says, and now please let it flow through this stillness, the source of life. Feel it flowing through every bit of your physical awareness, every cell, every molecule, every atom. He says, that's what atoms are all about. He says, they are this expansive energy. He says, allow them to come to fruition. This is who your body is. This is who your consciousness is. Feel the life. Feel the life of being as still. That's it. And allow it to continue. He says, allow it to continue. And now he says, be still yet. He says, even when you go to a soccer match and you scream and you yell, he says, you can still be still. He says, you can scream at a burglar to stop him in his tracks. You are still. He says, you can be weeping for a friend who has just passed away, and you continue to be still. He says, do you see how these work together? Being still doesn't mean stuffy. It means flowing, ensourced in the primordial stillness. And he says, blessings to you. I love you so much. He says, please feel my blessings. He says, and yes, these are the huggy kinds too. He says, now have an awareness of it, because now I want you, please, to share this with one another. He says, you humans are so amazing. You can love each other and touch each other. And as you do, as you share your awareness, you increase the awareness of the collectivity of humanity in such a very broad way. So now he's just asking you to share. He says, this girl causes questions and comments. He says, but I want you to share your experience, your knowledge. Who can?
I'd like to share.
Kahar.
Yeah. I just did an intensive this past weekend with Guru Dave.
And, oh, good.
This is,
we have
this
to
is,
say Guru Dave is a well-known and powerful healer. Go ahead.
And this is it. This is Shunya. This is Satnam or Sayan.
Right.
It's the being, and it's not even trying to do anything. It's just holding the thing, everything in stillness. So that's it.
That's it. You got it, girl. That's it. And neutrality. He talks about neutrality.
Yeah.
But you see, it's that stillness that brings in that allows the power of the healing, the primordial from the primordial creation.
Yeah.
Isn't that the most fun?
Yeah. And it's not Gurudev mentioned this, and I remember I was kind of stuck on it. He was like, don't get involved with your patients. You know, don't feel for them in their life. But it's this neutrality of this love that is not huggy-kissy, that is the healing love. It's not that you don't send love to patients, but it's a neutral infinity love, not like
right.
a...
Right, it's not a personal.
Mm-hmm.
That demands a response.
Mm-hmm.
Is sitting in your stillness and allow the organizing to come through. In the Hindu Trinity, that's generally called Vishnu,
oh.
the organizer. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, dear.
Thank you.
Yes. So imagine, be in your stillness, and it heals you, and it allows the energy to help and heal others as well, and of course, the situations. Thank you, Kahar, for that.
Okay.
So who else can share?
Siri Gian?
Yes.
It's Harry Inder. I really felt more like flow.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe it a little bit more?
Stillness, the word stillness makes it like sort of like stiff, and then I thought, and then when I continued doing it, I thought to myself, oh, it's really not being still, it's like flowing, then I felt it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Do you find a difference between stillness and flowing?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Do you find a difference between stillness and flowing?
Oh, now I feel like the stillness that you were teaching was like synonymous to flow.
You are right. Isn't that funny? It sounds like they're the opposite, but they're not. Because this kind of stillness means, yes, it means stillness within you that allows all flow. It doesn't mean chopping it off and being motionless, no.
Right.
Being stiff, as you said. You are right, girl. Great observation.
Thank you.
Yes. And how did the flow
Thanks,
feel
Barbara
to you?
Sirachan.
What?
Thank you, Baba Sirachan and Sir Guyan.
But how did the flow feel to you?
It felt... I sort of got it, you know. It felt like it's not... stuck, it let go, and then I let go the thoughts, I let go just everything, I just stared at it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever came in, I let go, and it felt like a flow, it felt good.
Good, and it felt supportive?
Yes.
Good. Good.
It was good.
Good work, girl.
I wanted to say that I got what it is.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, who else can share?
This is
I have
Guru
a question.
Oh. Oh, good. We have two. Okay. Yes. Who is going to be first here? And then we'll do the next one after.
Can I ask my question first? Because I've got to bow out quickly. Oh, after.
Sure. Sure.
This is Sadanam. And I was asking, is this a different layer of being? Because I almost get the feeling that it's a... a different plane, not a plane, but a different and layer or level.
Dimension.
And
how about dimension?
Okay.
Does
and
it
that,
work?
Yeah, and that this is almost, this is always available, this different layer or dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just becoming more aware of it and are we merging the two or are we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You are. And he says, this is the basis for the Aquarian Age coming up. This dimension of living as soul, soul is a stillness, God's self is a stillness. He says, infinity is a stillness. He says, this is the layer, or the, he calls it the transcendent primordial source dimension that we are embracing and allowing to permeate through our finite layer. He says, and that's where the peace, the satisfaction, the productivity, the kindness, connection of hearts comes from, and that's what we're doing. He says he really appreciates your question.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear. Now, who is the other person?
Guru Vivek.
Hi, dear.
Hello. I just wanted to share that it felt like a very deep experience of heart breath.
Yes.
Very powerful. Very powerful healing.
Yes. That's it. That's it. Just what Kahar described as Satnam Rasayan.
Right.
Yes. So if you come from that place of that pure stillness when you do that heart breath, oh my God.
Yeah.
Very good, dear. Very good.
Again?
Yes, Rahmani.
Yes. Once again, the Hebrew ancient words of our ancestors come forward. And
great.
Really, these ideas are so much in the scriptures that our ancestors passed down orally for perhaps thousands of years, and then wrote down, and in the translation they were so minimized, but the very beginning of Genesis, it's usually translated in the beginning, but
mm-hmm.
really it's the beginningless beginningness of each moment. And
oh my God.
Yeah, and it's always coming forth from what's called the Ein Sof, which is the boundless fecundity of the of infinity. And it's constantly coming forth through us, and that's the Bereshit, that's the Genesis, that's the creating or the creationing. It is ongoing.
Isn't that fabulous that the mysteries were actually explained in those scriptures?
Yes.
And the people who translated them didn't get it, so
yes,
so we couldn't get it.
Yeah, they put it into linear time. It happened here, and
mm-hmm.
a flattening and a minimization. It was an attempt to point to something, but so much got lost when it went out of the original alphabet for the Hebrew and Aramaic, because even in the letters themselves, you have the story of creation. In the alphabet itself is a story. You start with the Aleph, and you go to the Bet. The Aleph is the boundless infinity, and then it comes into the housing of the physicality, and that's the bet. That's the first two letters, Aleph Bet, alphabet. So even, and then it continues, the alphabet itself tells the story of creation. So these are the jewels that our ancestors transmitted to us that we're just, some of us are just now gleaning. And
yes, we're having the privilege of rediscovering.
Yeah.
Well, it's comforting to know that the truth has been there behind locked semantic doors, isn't it?
Yes, and for me, it helps me to honor my ancestors, because for so many decades, I shifted over to the Indian modality because it seemed so much more holistic and wise.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm seeing it is in my ancestors. I just have to go way back into the language itself,
mm-hmm.
Greek, because when it went to the Greek, it became more dualistic and analytical, and even more so with the Romans and Latin, and then more so into German and into English. But if we go back, then we're in that flow, and we're in the ongoing creationing each nanosecond.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, dear. Thank you. I love hearing that because it expands the understanding of the truth. The understanding of the truth doesn't have barriers. So it's wonderful to hear that. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who would like to share? Yes?
Okay. Hi. This is Kamesh from New Jersey.
Welcome, dear.
Basically, it's not, you know, sharing a question. Of course, first of all, this is my first day joining. I really appreciate a lot to Jan and giving this conference for Irit. She is from New Jersey, for giving this help. I really loved this kind of one. This is my today first time joining. And I would like to tell, last Friday, I lost the job, and I wish to have a job finding. Pray for me, find a job where I can, peaceful job where I can spend more time spiritually. And so I have another question. My throat chakra, when I do the Kundalini awakening, I know chakras regular basis, my throat chakra is vibrating. My head is just moving like anything. You know, I can't stop it. And my throat chakra is keep on vibrating, you know, like that. So these are the two things I have it. Get if you advise or something that I know that will be great.
Good, good. So it is, it's affecting your throat chakra, which senses and feels truth. And it is opening that for you to experience that truth. And then it sounds like, because your whole head is vibrating, it sounds as though you are recognizing something on a number of different levels. Do you think so?
Yes, yes, yeah. I'm observing that. But when I'm grounding the energy, it is going away. But whenever I'm not doing any regular driving car, in the job, regular, I'm not doing anything, but my throat is keep vibrating. Even I'm walking, my throat chakra, neck is, I keep vibrating. I'm trying to stop it.
No, don't try
to
stop it. Expand it. Kamesh?
Yes.
Expand
yes.
it. Use the stillness and expand it. Expand
okay.
it.
Okay.
Because then that
okay.
way, then the truth can come out on your voice, on your communication.
Oh, okay.
It's painful
okay.
to not let it come out, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, painful. Okay. So just let that be aware of that energy expanding from your stillness through your throat chakra. That would be good. And we will all keep Kamesh in our stillness, in our prayer, in our intention that he moves into a job or an exchange situation that can allow and support this beauty of stillness with him.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much to all.
Yes, and thank you, Kamesh, for sharing. We appreciate it. Okay, so God bless you all. Baba G says, I am with you. Don't forget, I'm holding your hand. He says, sometimes I'll squeeze it a bit. He says, don't get squeamish. He says, go to stillness. He says, I love you. He says, and we'll talk next week. Okay, so please come sitting straight, long deep breath. Palms together at the center of the chest. And Kehar, would you lead us in our closing song?
Inhale. May the long time shine upon you, all love around you, and the more you lie within you, guide your way on. Guide your way on. Guide your way.
Inhale. Be in your stillness. And bow to the infinity that is the source of every primordial nanosecond. Bless you all. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.